Time for Joe's Need to Know News. The Mega Millions jackpot. Oh, boy. Tonight stands at a record $970 million. I would say it's almost a billion, but then Liv the Web Girl be like, well, actually, technically, it's only $970 million, which is not $1 billion. You have to have like $30 million more. Then you would have a billion.
Don't laugh at me. Because numbers are hard for you.
Okay, whatever. You're getting none of the money when I win tonight. The amount is a record for the Mega Millions and the second highest jackpot in American history, behind Powerball's $1.59 billion back in January 2016, so not that long ago. A single winner taking the cash lump sum would receive about $548 million. And the Powerball jackpot for Saturday, if you want to get in on that, that's currently sitting at $430 million.
So can I just go to a gas station or a convenience store today to buy that?
Why don't you? Here, let's do this. How much money you got on you?
None. I have a debit card. I don't have cash.
Okay.
Do you have to have cash?
Yeah.
No, but I mean, he wants me to pay him so we can all pool, and I don't have cash.
I was actually just going to take the money and not give you any of it. That was kind of my idea right there. No, the thing I was going to do, Alex, was this. I was just going to take your money and do nothing with it. I was just going to, like, take it for myself and pretend that I didn't know you.
Typical.
Okay. No, usually I thought you had to have cash. I really thought you had to have cash because every time I try to do a debit card, they're like, no. So either way, make sure there's an ATM nearby if you do need that. But you got to get it tonight before they do the drawing. And good luck to you. If you win, don't forget your buddy Joe and your friend Alex, because, well, you know what? We need to quit our jobs.
Oh, okay. Guess I'm chopped liver. I guess I don't need any money.
Well, if you're hating on the fact that it's not a billion, I'd say yes, live out. More money for everybody. This is a thank God kind of a story. Somebody was there, but what the hell were you thinking? A woman was caught on video leaving a two-year-old alone outside a neighbor's home. This happened in Spring, Texas, kind of near Houston, and now could face charges. The video went viral outside. Have you guys seen the video yet? I'm going to put it up on the blog. What do you think about this? She left the baby outside,
horrible,
knocked on the door, and left.
She, like, totally left.
Left within, like, 5-10 seconds. She was the fastest. She should be a sprinter.
So sad. And then, like, she just never came back?
Yeah, never came back. They went viral this overnight. They tried to track down the toddler's parents. The toddler's dad said the woman in the video dropped the toddler off at the wrong home on Wednesday night. The woman was later identified as a friend of the child's mom. In the video, she knocks on the door, then runs back to her car before anyone actually answered the door. The woman left the toddler in two bags. Thankfully, the homeowner that she knocked on was there, watched the toddler till cops arrived, and then ended up going on giving the baby to CPS. Now, the mom, you're like, well, where's the mom of this baby? She was in the hospital. I don't know what she was in the hospital for, but she was there and just got discharged yesterday morning. CPS is working on getting the child back to the dad. Investigators also have not released the identity of the mom's friend that left the baby there, but she could face felony abandonment charges. Here's the two-year-old's dad talking about the incident.
Just imagine that my nice neighbors wouldn't have. My son would have wandered in the street and got hit. Just imagine, nobody would have been out here. He just would have been walking.
It's just so sad. I don't know where we got to this place in society where children are seen as an inconvenience and a problem as instead of a blessing.
Like, you can't wait for a few minutes just to make sure somebody's there.
It's just so sad.
Here's the police spokesperson talking about the incident.
She ran up to the door, ran away from the door, and had she waited just 7 more seconds, the homeowner would have opened the door and maybe would have started a conversation, a dialogue, to direct her to the correct house to drop the child off.
I mean, I'm not comparing. Like, I love my dogs, but obviously a human being is above an animal. But I couldn't leave my dogs on somebody's porch like, okay, bye.
Literally yesterday when I was in the daycare working, I didn't even leave a kid for like 30 seconds to just run up to the front desk and get a Band-Aid for him. I literally carried him up to the front desk because they're not supposed to walk on the floor of like the gym. And I literally like carried him, and he was like really, really freaking heavy. He was like 4 years old.
Hold on a second.
Jeez,
hold on.
Why does a 4-year-old have to be carried?
Well, no,
because
the bigger
question, I didn't want them like walking on the gym floor because it's dangerous.
The bigger question, why did a kid need a Band-Aid in your watch? What happened?
Well, it's not my fault. He like was playing with the dinosaurs and like slamming them into each other and sliced his finger. Like, not my fault.
Watch your kids.
I told him to be careful like 18 times.
Okay, you like salad, so this story is only for Liv the Web Girl, but if you have salad sold at Walmart, Whole Foods, Trader Joe's, and 7-Eleven, that's where I go to get all my food. They're being recalled because suppliers say that there could be salmonella. They're recalling a bunch of them, and they say there's also listeria concerns. The issue is corn used in the salads, which was purchased from, I guess, a supplier. So if you got salad from Walmart, Whole Foods, Trader Joe's, and 7-Eleven, you might want to check to make sure that they're not on that list for a recall.
I've got a hot take.
What?
Oh, a hot take on salad?
I've just said it's never paid more to be a chicken nugget eater.
Yeah, you gotta live that nug life.
Well, hot take, I don't think Listeria is real.
All right, well, because then you know what? Give all your salad to live and we'll see what happens.
I think it's like a weird government thing. Like, they're trying to, like, hold out on these companies and, like, make them lose money. Because
what?
I'll tell you what, I eat vegetables all the time. I eat restaurants that get, like, yelled at for this kind of stuff all of the time.
Why?
And why do you have a death wish?
Well, I don't. I just, like, because here's the thing. I've never gotten it. I've never gotten
it. So you want it.
I think Listeria is fake news.
I'll give you salmonella. You want some of that?
I think salmonella is fake news.
Oh, your butt won't think that.
I've literally had so much cookie dough in my life, and I've never gotten sick. So.
You know how many people right now are listening like, oh, I hate you, Live the Web Girl,
fake
because
news.
They went through that kind of stuff.
Yucky.
And today, it's a national holiday that I hate to wrap up the Need to Know news with, but I feel like I'm compelled to. It's National No Beard Day. It's observed annually on October 18th. It's a day when people shave their beards off. What the hell do we come up with these dumb holidays for?
You're not going to participate?
God, no. I'm growing this thing out till it touches my, you know what?
Shave Joe's beard. Shave Joe's beard. Shave Joe's beard.
Speaking of beards, though, or facial stuff, let's go with Alex and Live the Web Girl. Alex, you got the Egyptian. How do you like your man? Do you like him to have a beard, a mustache, like baby face? What do you like?
He looks super hot with a trimmed up beard, but I also think he looks hot without one, although the whole time we've been dating, he hasn't been willing to shave his beard totally off, but I kind of want him to just for a little variety because I've seen pictures of him before we dated without one and he looks sexy.
Well, Live the Web Girl, what about Jewel Daddy, your man?
He actually just shaved his beard like 2 days ago and I like almost didn't recognize him, but I think he's hot both ways. It definitely gives some variety, but I think when he has a beard, he kind of looks like Ryan Gosling a little bit.
Wow, it's a win-win either way. Okay, my wife hates my facial hair, so there's that. That's Joe's Need to Know news here on the Joe and Alex Show. You can see all the stuff we talked about, RadioNowIndy.com.